Simon Kuf Yud Beis Pas Akam. So a hakdama. First, perhaps, to the general halachos of Machale Akum. We find in the world of Machale Akum many, many restrictions due to the concern of chasnas, intermarriage. The Gemara says, Ve'lu dvarim shel ovdei kochavim, asurim ve'en yisurin iser hana, and it has a list, among them pas, v'ashemen shelhen. It says, in the Mishnah Rebbe, based, you know, we're matir shemen, and then it says shlakos. So today we're going to talk about pas, tomorrow we're going to talk about shlakos, which is bishalakum. And the Tosos Harash, actually, and Daf Mem Amud Aleph, writes, Ra'isi uvinosi b'gzeres chachamim uvtakanasan, b'hinei usifu gader al gader, v'siyad al siyag, lazos mishmeres al mishmeres, leman lo nisariv b'gayim. So we find, whether it's bishalakum, shlakos, maybe even others, we'll see, perhaps damyenam, and maybe even vinasakum, that they made egzera, gabegzera, gabegzera, so that we're not nisariv with the gayim. And what he's saying, I think, is that this is not so much because of the iser be'etzem. In other words, it's different than typical gzeros. You know, they asered a baser of b'chalav, lest you come to eat baser b'chalav. Here, the point is that Chazal understood that when we have social interactions with Gayim, there's a very good chance that that could lead to assimilation and intermarriage. And therefore, they had to make many restrictions to prevent that. So it's not like you could ask, this is a gzera l'gzera, because it's not a straightforward gzera. If I eat this food, I'm going to get married? No, the pshat is that we need harchakos in general. The Meiri adds that it's not just intermarriage, but we need general distance. Kedeshul Ari Benam Yosir Midai Achi Hesham Chash Benosehin. In other words, we need general distance to make sure that we're not going to come to intermarriage. Intermarriage is the most extreme example. The Rambam also in the Perish Mishnayos emphasizes this point. So the point is that we're making harchakos, and most of these harchakos we'll see are basically in social contexts, which include food, eating, drinking, and that's where there is a concern that this will lead to chasnas. Now the Gemara itself actually adds another thing. The Gemara says, Pitam and Shamnam and Benosehem are all Asur, eventually, because of Avodah Zarah. It says, Benosehem Kulon Mishmonas are Davrahein, and eventually it's because of Avodah Zarah. So it sounds like what's so bad about Benosehem? Benosehem itself might lead to Avodah Zarah. And that raises an interesting question, which is, what would be if we're dealing with Gayim, but not Ovdei Avodah Zarah? Is there such a concern? Now, the truth is that if you look at the Lashon of the Shulchan Aruch, you might even get that impression. Because the Shulchan Aruch says, Asru Chachamim Lachol Pas Shel Amimin Ovdei Avodah Zarah Mishum Chasnos. Sounds like the Isser is because of Avodah Zarah. And maybe, therefore, you would think that if they're not Ovdei Avodah Zarah, it would be Mutter. And in fact, the Mata Yonason of Yonason Ibishitz over here makes that diuk. Mashma Valbein Ovid Kochavim, Ovid Avodah Kochavim, no, Lo Nasar Apas. Meaning to say, maybe it should even be Mutter with Muslims. And maybe you could even read that's what the Shach is getting at, though that's questionable. However, we don't accept that. And we say, no, certainly the concern of chasnas is a concern for all Goyim, and therefore, even if they are monotheistic, that it's still awesome. And in terms of the girsa of the Shulchan Aruch, let's move on to Rishonim and the Rashba and the Rush. And in terms of the diak of the Shulchan Aruch, it's probably not precise. Again, even if it's the correct girsa in the Shulchan Aruch, I think it's not correct girsa. It's not a correct diak, but certainly it's not even probably the correct girsa in the Shulchan Aruch. So now that we've said that it applies to all Gayim, but even if they're not Obdei Avodah Zarah, we could ask the opposite question, which is, what if you have a Jew who's a Mummer L'Avodah Zarah? What would we say in that case? So if you take a look at the Tiferes L'Moshe, in the Pischei Tshuva, it's actually in the next Siman, in Kuf Yud Gimel Sif Tes, he writes that, what's the halacha for a Mummer? We're Mekel. Now, that would make a lot of sense. Why? Because if we were to say the concern is Avodah Zarah, so then we should be Mekel for a Muslim and Machmir for a Mummer Avodah Zarah. But if we're going to say the issue is Chasnas, so we should be Mekel for a Mummer, and presumably there's no Isser Chasnas to a Mummer, and Machmir for Ovdei Avodah Zarah. So since we just said we're Mekel for, sorry, Machmir for Muslims, since we just said we're machmir for Muslims, so we should be mekel for Mummer L'Avodah Zarah. That's essentially what the Tiferes L'Moshe says. However, others disagree. The Pri Chadash, the Pri Megadim, and they say, no, you see from the Gemara, fundamentally, it's Aser Mishum Lesed Avodah Zarah. Now, that's not just... That's and therefore, we're going to say, with respect to this halacha, that a Mummer L'Avodah Zarah is Kegai, Mummer Ke'akom L'Chol Davar, and Memela, when it comes to Pasakum or Bishalakum or the like, then we would treat him as a guy. Now, an interesting question would be, what would you say for a Mummer L'Chal Shabbos? Would you also say that they're, according to the Pri Chadash, again, I think the Pri Megadim is also Machmir. So there's an interesting question. This actually brings us to a broader issue in terms of actually Stam Yena. The Gemara in Chulin on Daf Dalet says like this. The Gemara's there trying to figure out whether a Mummer L'Avodah Zarah is a Mummer L'Chal Tar Chula or not. So the Gemara says, I'll bring you a Raya. When Yehoshaphat joined Achav to go to battle against Ramoth Gilead, so it says that Achav shechted lots of animals and gave him and seduced him. So Yehoshaphat was a tzaddik, he was the Melech of Yehuda, and he ate from Achav Shechita. Achav was a Mummer L'Avodah Zarah. So you see that a Mummer L'Avodah Zarah isn't a Mummer called Tarkula, the Gemara says, because you see that his Shechita was valid. Gemara says, well, maybe he didn't actually eat the meat. Maybe Yehoshaphat just drank his wine. So Gemara says, you haven't solved anything, because his wine would have been Aser. The Gemara says, no, they weren't Gozer and Stam Yena yet. Gemara does eventually conclude that a Mummer L'Avodah Zarah is a Mummer L'Chal Tar Chula, but let's just look at that stage in the Gemara. So what do you see over there? You see that when they were Gozer on Yayin, they were Gozer on a Mummer L'Avodah Zarah. So the Yayin of a Mummer L'Avodah Zarah is in fact Aser. It's Bechlal Stam Yena. And Pashtus is that Stam Yena is Aser Mishum Chasnos. So if we hold that Yayin is Aser Mishum Chasnas, and that applies to a Mummer, so we should also say that Pasakum and Vishalakum apply to a Mummer. So is there Tzad to be Machalik? So the answer is, maybe. And this gets to a very interesting question, which we'll allude to now. We're not going to have a chance to really be Mayan in it, but you should be aware of it. Which is, a question is, what is the relationship between Stam Yenam and Yayin Nesach? You see, if we go ahead and we know that Midoraisa, if someone's Menasech Yayin Le Avodah Zarah, it's Aser. Stam Yenam is a Dinder Abanan. Is the Pshan Stam Yenam that it's a concern Atu Yayin Nesach or the like? So the Rashba holds that there were two steps in Stam Yenam. Number one was they Asered Stam Yenam Isham Chasnas. And then they made a second Zerah that it was Aser Bahana, similar to what? Yayin Nesach. Sort of treated as Yayin Nesach. Not that there's a chash, it's Yayin Nesach. You see that from that Gemara in Chulin, because the Gemara sounds like there's no chash, it was Yayin Nesach. That's because an Ovid of Hodazar is not going to be Menasech Yayin and then give it to you to drink, right? That's a special sacramental wine. The pshat is that they still gave it the gader of Yayin Nesach, Medrabanan. But, and that's true, even if the Isser is Al-Tchasnas, then that latter Xeru, when they made it Aser Banah, that's why Stam Yenam is Aser Banah, as opposed to, let's say, Bishalakam, Pasakam, which are also Al-Tchasnas, but they're not Aser Banah. One of the things that you see from this sugya, and you'll see it, though in a different way, in Tosfos, and we'll see it again in Bishalakam, and Shitas Rashi, and we'll see it in Stam Yenam, a number of places, which is sometimes you have to be machalik between the motivation for a takana and the gader of a takana. The motivation of the takana might have been chasnas, but the gader of the takana for stam yeinam is yai nesach. They said midrabanan treated as yai nesach. Maybe again the motivation was chasnas. That's why they said, because of chasnas, we're going to be super duper machmir and treated as though maybe they were menasech this wine, and that's why it's aser even bahana. So if that's true, then it makes sense why lemaisa we would be machmir for stam yeinam from mummer. But Mekel for Pasakum and Bishalakum, even though, again, really they're all Altschasnus. Now, then it raises another interesting question, which is, what would be if you have a Mumr L'chal Shabbos for Stam Yenem? On the one hand, we say Mumr L'chal Shabbos is a Mumr L'chal Tarkula. On the other hand, since it's a... It relates to Yai Nesach, there's no Chash that a... Chal Shabbos before Hesi is going to be Menasech Yayin Avod Zara, so maybe it should be Mutter. This is a big machlokas. Many poskim are machmir on the Shaila. Many are Mako on the Shaila. But Moshe sounds like, I think that, you know, one of the, it comes up, let's say a person has some non-observant people at their table and you have Yayin that's not Mevushel. You have to worry. There's no Chash there with Avod Zara. So, again, maybe many poskim are mako for most non-observant people to give them a din of a tinok shenishba, so it might not anyway have a status of a mumar. But Moshe writes, even if they do have the status of a mumar, I think Mikra didn't really, it's still mutter, because it's just a mumar chal Shabbos, and there's no shash of Odezara. It says the minig is anyway to be machmir, but that's an important atzad lahakel. Actually talked about this on Shavuos. We're doing the Binyan Sion, famous sheet of the Binyan Sion on the Reform Jews in his days. Do they have the status of mummer or not? So his actual question was, what's the halacha if a Reform Jew touches wine? Does it become aser or not? And he writes that you should be machmir, but he has these three tzadim lahaka. One is because they're omer mutter. Two is, you see, they really do keep Shabbos. Like, they make kiddush. They just don't keep Shabbos, and the concept of tinok shenishma. Anyhow, but otherwise he thinks that you have to be machmir, that the wine touched by mummer, l'chal Shabbos, does become aser. But anyway, in terms of a bishalakum or pasakum, so then it's a machlokas. As we mentioned, the prichadish is machmir, but the tiferes l'moshe, which is quoted by the Pesach Jew, is mekel. L'halacha, but Moshe says we're mekel on these shailas. And we treat, even if we're choshish someone as a mummer, we treat him as Yisrael for these dinim. And the reason is, as we explained, very simply, because when it comes to Bishalakum and Pasakum, the chash is chasnos. There's no din of chasnos with a mummer, even if he has a status of a mummer. Right? Whenever we're talking about mummer, and we have to, on the one hand, you know, we say mummer is Yisrael, you know, Yisrael afal pishachata Yisrael, but we say mummer is ka'akum uchol davar. When you say which, shame Yisrael versus kedushas Yisrael, he retains his shame Yisrael, loses kedushas Yisrael. So that's always a question. But Pasha Pshat is that there's no din of chasnas, and therefore, since really Pasakam Mishalakam is al chasnas, so therefore it's going to be mutter, even if you're choshish that someone has the status of a mummer, if they cook you some food and you know it's kosher, then it would be aser al Mishalakam. Yeah?
Well, later in the Mechaber, we talk about Isser, or that it's forbidden if there's Pasakim, you can sell it because for other Jews. Is there, is that the same meaning? Not only is us itself because of Chashash of other Jews, but is there any worry of there being a tzad isser anar? I mean, there's no shitos that hold isser anar.
Definitely, pasach, it's only stam yeinim that we say zaser behana. And even that, we'll see. The Ashkenazim are very makel on that shayla. The Rama writes Malcolm Hafsid, where makel that stam yeinim isn't and shouldn't, or bisman hazeh, shouldn't be treated as isser hanah. But hopefully we'll get there. Now, another very important question, sort of a general question, and we'll start the specifics in just a minute, is to what degree is this a low plug? And this is, again, going to be a question both in Pasachim and Bishlachim. What if the chashash isn't really relevant? So one manifestation of this is a discussion in the Rashba, the Ramban, quoted by the Mechaber, which is Pas Komrim. You have monks. Monks are a celibate, so there's no chashash. You're going to marry their daughters, so maybe it should be mutter to buy Pas from them. So the Rashba was machmir on this, and he says there's two reasons. Number one is it's a low plug. Number two is, anyway, come on, give me a break. Right, we all know what goes on in the monasteries, but anyhow, the first reason is that it's a low plug, and again, we're going to have to see to what degree we accept that. Tomorrow, when we talk about Bishalakov, we'll talk about the poskim that are makel in a factory, because there's no shashib and no sam who exactly you're going to marry. You don't even know who made it. But then we have to ask the question, to what degree do we say it's a low plug? I'll just mention one issue, interesting discussion, but we're not going to get into it so much. It's a big machlokes rishonim whether Pasachim and Bishalachim were one gzeira, two gzeiros, and if they were two gzeiros, which ones came first? Because they're listed in the Mishnah separately. This is going to relate to certain questions with respect to leniencies. For example, in Bishul Akum, we have a heder of Eino Ola Shulcham Alachim. Is that something that will apply to Pasakum? There's a famous Avnei Nezer who's Makel on the Shaila. The Pasha says it's a machlokas Rishonim in the Beis Yosef. It might relate to this question. In other words, can we apply the leniencies from one upon the other? Pashas, we don't accept that Avnei Nezer. And we assume that Pas Akum is Asar, even if it's Eino Ola Shulchan Malachim. That's the Pashtus. Okay, now let's, with that Hakdam in mind, let's just start from the beginning of the Shulchan Aruch, and we'll read through it and point things out as we go along. So, Sif Aleph. In Simon Kofiyot base, Asru Chachamim Lachol Pashal Amimin Odeh Bozar. So we talked already about that issue of the Girsa, and we assume that it's Lav Dafka Odeh Bozar. Really, the correct Girsa is Asru Chachamim Lachol Pashal Amimin Mishum Chasnas. The reason is because of Chasnas, and therefore it applies to all Gayim Hagah. Vafilu Makom Shalakam Mishum Chasnas Aser. So that's the idea that we said it's a low plug. The low Asru Al Pashal Chameshes Minei Dagan. It's only bread from Mine Dagan Hagah, the Gam Eno Asr Mishum Bishule Gayim, Im Eno Allah Shal Malachim. Once you go ahead and you say that, let's say, a rice bread isn't bread, so now it's going to be subject to the restrictions of Bishalakum, which happen to be much more machmir. The Ramah is just saying, but it's not going to be Asr Al's Bishalakum because it's not Allah Shal Malachim. Is if you had rice bread that was Olal Shulchan Malachim, then it would be subject to the restriction of Bishalakum. Meaning to say, let's say, we'll see shortly, Ashkenazim are very machmir in Pasakum. Once you say something doesn't qualify as Pas, so then it has to be subject to the more restrictive halachos of Bishalakum. Yesh mekom shemechilin bedaver belochan pas hanachdom hagoy b'makom she'en shanachdom Yisrael mepnei shehi shas adchak. So the Mechaber writes that there are those that are makel on pas palter, meaning to say bread from a bakery as opposed to pas balabayas, because it's a shas adchak. Hagav v'yesh onafil makom shepas Yisrael matzri shari. And the Ramah is even more makel, maybe, or even there are those that are makel even if it's available. So where does this all come from? So If you look at the Gemara in Daf Lamed Hamud Beis in Avodah Zarah, so the Gemara says that there's a tzad that they were matir pasakum. In other words, though the Mishnah says it was restricted, there was a tzad that they were matir it, though the Gemara seems to conclude that that tzad was wrong. In other words, Amr of Khan, Amr of Yochanan, pas lo hutra bebased in Mechlal de Ikaman de Shari, there is an opinion that was matir, but the Gemara seems to reject that opinion. The Gemara, a little later on, though, sounds like if they wanted to be matir, they could have been, though they weren't. The Gemara in Daf Lamed Zayin says, Rabbi Yehuda Nesia says, Lo ha'yisa emesh b'veis ha'medrish k'shehitarnu es ha'shamen. Amar lo b'yameinu tatir es ha'afes ha'pas. Amar lo imkein karulon based in Sharia. They were matir shemen in the basedin, and they said, you know, maybe we should also be matir pas while we're at it. They said, no, people will say we're too lenient of a basedin. We're based in Sharia. But what do you see from there? You see that they could have been matir pas if they wanted to. Now, that's very significant, because we know, generally speaking, a xeren basedin cannot be rescinded. Maybe not at all. Certainly, if yes, only by basin of Gadol Chacham Minyan. And yet it sounded like the basin of Rabbi Yehuda Nesia could have been matir pas. Now, from the Yushalmi, it sounds like they might actually have been matir pas. The Yushalmi says, Makom Shein pas Yisrael Mitzuya, B'din hu shetei pas nochlim asura, should have been aser, but still, the imimu aleha v'tiru mepnei chai nefesh, but they were matir mepnei chai nefesh. So from the Yushalmi, you get the impression that they were matir, though only mepnei chai nefesh. When you look at the Rishonim, you see that there are a number of different approaches. Some Rishonim say they were matir, some Rishonim say they weren't matir, some Rishonim say they were matir b'miktsas. We'll mention some of the opinions of some of the Rishonim, and then we'll talk about how we paskin. Tosfos is medayek, this is Tosfos Lamed Hamud Beis, that from the fact that the Gemara says that they weren't matirit, you get the impression that, but they could have been matirit, that it must be that it was lo pashat Yisro b'Yisrael. In other words, if it was a gzera that was nispashet, so then there would not be an option of being matir. So from the fact that the Gemara is talking about were they matir, they weren't matir, but they could have been matir, the impression is that it was lo nispashet. And I see an interesting thing over here, which is that when Xera is lo nispashet, you still need to be matirit, even though it was lo pashet isuro. It's just that you can be matirit. And therefore, when the Yerushalmi tells us that they were matirit, so we now have a basis for leniency. Tosfos sounds like he's accepting Yerushalmi, and he understands that the Yerushalmi isn't a machlokas with the Bavli, maybe because they're talking about two different stages, meaning to say the Bavli says they weren't matirit but could have been matirit, and then maybe at some later stage they actually were matir. It's not so clear because already in the, it sounds like from the Bavli that in the times of Rava they weren't matir, which was pretty late. It says in the Gemara in Bavli, we'll get back to this Gemara, Evo have minach mankis v'achil pas abe mitzri. Amalu Rava v'itemer av Nachman bar Yitzchak lo tishta'u minei de Evo de ka'achil achmer darmayim. Now don't say where halach was in the name of Evo, because he was Mekel on Pasakum. So it sounds like it was still Usher. We'll return to that a little later, but Tosus accepts this possibility that that they were perhaps a Matirit. And we'll see the Rush goes even further. It's interesting, if you look at the Tosfos HaRash, not Tosef Rush, but Tosfos HaRash, over there, it sounds like he disagrees. He thinks that something that was lo nispashet doesn't even need to have a formal heter. He writes, "Vein srichem shum heter de lo mi bayilan heter el makomo shepashat de kevan shekibul alayhu gzeira tzach minin achelatiro." But if it was lo nispashet, At least in those places, you don't need a minyan acher la'atir. Now, that's going to be very significant because according to that psad, not only, it's not going to be a partial heter, like you get the impression from the Yushalmi, but it'll be a total heter because the ma'isa, the iser, was in this pashe. According to that, maybe even pas ba'al batim would be mutter. As I mentioned, we don't have time to go into the details, but the Rishonim deal with this extensively over here. There are a number of different opinions in the Rishonim, whether they were matir, and if they were matir, to what degree were they matir. If you look at the Ramban, you see a very interesting thing, which might actually explain a very mysterious minhag that we have. First, I'll mention the mysterious minhag. Everybody always wonders about the halachos pas vakum, at least everyone, namely Ashkenazim. Ashkenazim, who are generally meiko, all clear about it in the Aseres Yemei Tshuva. Because there's a minhag in the Aseres Yemei Tshuva, it's quoted in the Torah, in Simen Tuf Reish Gimel in Or Chaim, that we are machmir during the Aseres Yemei Tshuva. Okay, nogim ba'ashkenaz, sha'af mi she'enu nizhar mi pashal, ovdi gililim ba'Aseres Yemei Tshuva, hu nizhar. Now, the question is, what's the gader of that chumrah? The Tashbait is very bothered by this. The Tashbait says, I don't know, like, what are you going to, who are you kidding, first of all? And are you going to be machmir about every single thing in the world? In other words, you usually have a mekel on Chalav Stam, so you'll get Chalav Yisrael, and if you're usually mekel on things that aren't known to be Yashan, are you going to be machmir on that? And maybe you should stop people who shave every day should stop shaving, and women who wear sheitlach should wear tichels. I'm saying, what's going on over here? So there are actually some achronim who sound that way. That's the impression that you get from the Chayadam. Now, it's Paskin specifically with respect to Pasakum, but fundamentally, there's an Indian. He says, Raishi snag b'chumros yoser mikol hashana. However, the Tashbait, at the very least, thinks that makes no sense. The Beis Yosef over there in Tafresh Gimel quotes this Tashbait. And the question is there a reason why maybe it's Dafka Pasakum? So the answer, I think, could be based off of what the Ramban says over here. Without getting into too much details, the Ramban over here writes that he has a whole arichos on under what circumstances Beis Din could be matir the takanos of another Beis Din in this context. And he writes, and you see a similar chiluk in Rambam, not identical, but a similar idea, that in nispashit hagzeira, ain Beis Din yachol akar, even if they're gadol b'chachmo v'minyan. In other words, there's a nitzchius to the takanos of Chazal, kein deoraisa, and again, the Rambam has a similar idea with respect to siyagim. Like the Gemara says, Atham Eliyahu Yavo, to say something that's against the Siyag, well, Nishmai Lav, even though Eliyahu was Gadol B'chachmo V'minyan, still he wouldn't have the authority, even his Beis Din wouldn't have the authority to be uproot a Beis Din. But if it's Lonis Pashet, so then it depends. If the Tzibor is Yichol and La'amod Bo, so then Tzarech Beis Din Gadol B'chachmo V'minyan to be Oker. If it's lonis pashet and einam yicholin la'amod bo, so then the Ramban says a very interesting thing, which is you should try to observe this until they're actually okerit. Any Beis Din could be okerit. And you should try to observe it, if you can, until they're okerit. And if they're okerit, then it's totally mutter. We'll get back to that. And then the fourth madrega is lo kiblu alayhu meikara. In other words, it was never, it's not just that it was, the first three categories are kiblu alayhu. If it's nispashet, then there's nothing you could do. If kiblu alayhu v'lo nispashet, so then it depends. If the tzibur is yachol la'amod bo, then you need gadol chachmo v'minyan. Ein tzibur yachol la'amod bo, then ein Beis Din, any Beis Din could be okay. And if it's lo nispashet at all, if lo kiblu alayhu at all, then you don't need to be matir it whatsoever. Ramban comes to these four ideas from various Gemaras. But it's the third case that's most interesting, where the Ramban again says that if it's lo nispashet and einam yicholim lamod bo, so you should try to be machmir, but it doesn't have the full-fledged force of a takanas chazal. Very interesting. And that's what he says is what was going on with Pasakum. That's what he writes. So, what does that mean for us? Again, I'll just read you what he writes. It's very long, I can't find it. Anyway, that's what he says. So, this is what I thought. This is what I thought, that maybe the pshat is that there's not a formal obligation to keep this, but it's proper to keep it. Why is it proper to keep it? Because after, obviously, Chazal thought that this was a very good idea, and it was never formally rescinded. But it's not a full-fledged formal obligation, because after all, it was lo nispashit in ein hatzibur yicholim lamod bo. In other words, basically, what is this? It's a midas chasidus. Chazal made a takana. They thought this was a very good idea, but it never became formalized as a takana because it was lo nispashit in ein hatzibur yicholim lamod bo. But still, if it wasn't actually rescinded, then it should be observed. And the Ramban writes that's exactly what happens with Pasakum. And that's what it says, that, for example, Evo. Right, Evo, they said that we're not going to say over halachos in his name because he eats pasakum. He's makel on pasakum, paspalter. So what's the pshat? Was Evo like violating the halacha? Chas v'shalom. Evo would not have violated halacha, but he wasn't acting like a talmud chacham should act. He wasn't acting, we don't say over halachos in his name because he's a very wise person, big talmud chacham, but he's not acting as one of the Balei HaMasora. So we can't treat him as a Balei HaMasora. To be one of the Balei HaMasora, you need to not just be very wise and know a lot of Torah, but you have to act in a certain way. And Eva wasn't acting in that way, and therefore, though it's not Osir, technically speaking, what he did, we don't yell at people that are Makel, but it's not appropriate. So that being the case, we can now understand why it's dafka pasakum that we are machmir ba'ne seres mechuvah. Seres mechuvah, we compare it to the hanhaga of chaverim, that's what the Ramban writes, eating chulin b'tahara, not something that's an obligation, but something that b'nei aliyah should be machmir in. So, what are we machmir on in Aseres Yemei Tshuva? Most things that we would call a chumrah are things that are aser, according to some opinions, and we think you don't have to follow that opinion, right? Look back at the examples I said, you know, whether it's being makel on Rav Moshe for Chalav Stam, right? So either, there's no makom for chumrah. Either it's aser, because Chalav Akav is Aser, or you think, no, this is a din of Chal Yisrael, in which case it's Mutter, or not, you know, wearing a Shetel. Either this is Aser, or it's Mutter, or Chadash and Yashan, all those things, right? And in that case, the Tashbetz is really right. There's no place to, like, randomly pick a Chum. You know, in other words, if you think this is Aser, you have to be Machmir the whole year. If you think it's Mutter, so there's no Inyan to be Machmir all of a sudden for 1 week in the year. But this is a different gedder. This is something that we that is mutter, but something that B'nai Aliyah should be machmir on. So we're coming to HaKadosh Baruch Hu doing the Aseres Yemei Tshuva, and we're saying, look, you know, this is what we want to be like. It's very hard for us to do this the whole year. It's too much. We're not there yet. But this is something, so at least one week a year we're going to try really hard to do this. Because it's a chumrah be'etzem. Again, it's not like most things that are chumras. Most things that are chumras are things that are either aser or mutter, and you think mekar adin is mutter, but maybe in deference to the machmirim, you should be machmir. This is fundamentally different. It's mutter. It is mutter. because, like we said, it was lo nispashed and davar she'en hatzibur yichol lamod bo. But Chazal said, you know, it's a bad idea, and therefore it's makom. There's a makom to be machmir, and this might also relate to, though not necessarily identical to, an idea that the Magen Avraham has quoted by the Mishnah Berurah, that on Shabbos to be machmir. And Reish Mem Beis Sifalf, the Magen Avraham Sifkat and Dalet, the Mishnah Berurah Sifkat and Vav. I'll just read you a little bit from the Mishnah Berurah. He writes, Ayin Bachronim De Afilu Hanoah Gimlachol Pas Palter Shaleinu Yehudi B'chol Mikol Makom B'Shabbos V'Yantif Nachol Nizar Shalol Lachol Kiyem Nipas Yisrael Mipnei Kavod Shabbos V'Yantif. It's Indian of Kavod Shabbos V'Yantif. So the idea is perhaps a similar idea. In other words, to have this zehirus, right? People who, when I was a kid, we used to get Stella Dora cookies on Shabbos. So if you're a machmir for this Magen Avraham, the Mishnah Berurah, again, Batar Schumra, that's something that that is a nice thing. Not to do. Yes.
What does Rabbi mean when he says that it wasn't formally rescinded?
Exactly what the Ramban says, that they never formally rescinded it.
Why don't we formally rescind it?
We could. Go ahead and remind me to base them.
Okay, we have three people here. Why not?
Nice.
What? I'm not participating, sorry. You only have two. You have to convince them. Even though the Ramban says that it doesn't have to be a Beis Din that's, it could be a Beis Din that's Pachos Mechachma Meminyan, I think it would be a lot of chutzpah for us to go ahead and be matir, because it should be the Beis Din that represents the door, and that are the leaders of the door, the Gdolim of the door. They don't have to be the same stature as the Gdolim of previous Doros, but they should at least reflect the people and be representatives of the people. Yes.
Which Ramban is this?
Ramban over there in Avodah Zarah. Chidushim. Yeah. Okay.
Where do we see that? As the who do we see that?
Question. Now, what authority do we have? Just like it's only a Beis Din that represents Klal Yisrael that would have the authority to make an Isser, so only a Beis Din that represents Klal Yisrael would have the authority to rescind an Isser. They don't have to be smuchim, according to the Ramban, for this purpose, because it was never an Iskabel. Doesn't even have to be as great, but they still have to be people, a Beis Din that reflects the will of the people. Okay, so what do we see in the Mechaber? Yes.
Them having to reflect the people, at least I had thought, is a din that is at least similar in nature to the din that it needs to be makubal all the people.
Okay.
But once we see that it wasn't makubal all the people, so then the base that was going to be kara that base didn't represent the people either.
Well, or it wasn't nispashe. The basin did represent the people. It just wasn't. It wasn't nispashe. So therefore, it could be rescinded.
The fact of makubal, gulim also make hara, that they didn't represent the people either.
Well, you could have said that, but that's not what the Ramban is saying. The Ramban is saying you still need for it to be totally eradicated, and therefore be no basis to be machmir. Then you need to be rescinded. Okay, so. In terms of the psak, what do we see? That the Mechaber quotes that there are those that are megil, but only based off of the Yerushalmi b'makom she'en sham nachkom Yisrael. In other words, b'makom she'asat chak, then we could be megil. But if you live in a city that has Jewish bakeries, so then it would be inappropriate to buy paspalter. And the Ramah writes, no, that there are those that are makel even where Pas Yisrael is matsui, and that is the common practice among Ashkenazim. The Shach is troubled by this leniency and recommends being stringent, and that's why you'll find many people that are machmir on Pas Yisrael, especially in places where it's easy enough to buy Pas Yisrael. You know, I think that perhaps this, you know, if a person's going shopping and they're in a, even if you don't follow the shops feel when you're Mako, let's say in New York, maybe, you know, Washington Heights is a little less clear. There is no kosher bakeries. But most, you know, you live in Brooklyn or you live in Muncie or Passaic, there's lots of Jewish bakeries. So even if you're going to be Mekel and still be somich on the opinion of the Ramah that paspalter is still mutter, but if it's really easily available, let's say you're at Evergreen or at a store that has plenty of Pas Yisrael easily available, maybe it costs a little bit more, maybe it's mistaber to, you know, get that Pas Yisrael. In other words, there is a basis, you know, the kula of the Ramah is not so pashut in light of what we've seen in the Rishonim. Then the continuing in the Shulchan Aruch of Pas Bali Batim, then, in other words, bread not made by the palter, not made by the baker, but by Balabatim. Ein sham mishimar balahak. Oh, there is no lenient view. Now we'll see shortly that there is a lenient view, but the Mechaber thinks there's no basis for leniency. Shikar gzer mishim chasnas and yochal bas paz balabatim yavo lisod etzlam. In other words, the reason why we are much more machmir by paz balabatim versus pas palter is very simple, because the concern of chasnas is much greater when it comes to bas balabatim. The concern is shema yavo lisod etzlo, and in the with respect to pas balabatim, obviously that concern is much greater. Haga, the Rama writes, the lo mikri pas balabayis ella im asol livnei veso aval asol limkor mikri palter. So that means that it was made to sell. That's what's mutter, that's paspalter. It's not really the issue of who made it or where it was made, as much as the intention of the maker. Afal pishen darko b'kach v'chein paspalter shasel latzmo mikri ba'al chabayis. Good. Over here, the Rama accepts the idea that pas ba'al chabayis is aser. That idea is explicated in the Rambam, and the svar that the Mechaber gives is from the Rambam as well, whereas the idea is that when it comes to pas palter b'umnaso hu osek, and therefore less likely to get into trouble. Now, it's interesting because if you look at Sif Ches, the Mechaber writes, Yesh mi she'omer de'bemakom she'en palter matzli klau mutar afilu shel balabatim. Says the Mechaber in Sif Ches that there's yesh omrim that if there's no other bread available, so then, because you can't get pas palter, then you could even be makel on pas balabais. Now the problem is that in Sif Beis he's passing like the Rambam, who holds that there's no heter at all for pas balabatim. And in Sif Ches, he's bringing a Yesh Omrim that's Mekel B'Makom Shalaka Pas Palter. That's a issue, and when we get to Sif Ches, we'll see how there are those that answer it. It could be that Sif Ches is against Sif Beis. Within the position of the Ramah, we also have a Stira. On the one hand, as we noted, from Sif Beis, it sounds like the Ramah is only Mekel by Pas Palter. But elsewhere, the Rama and is perhaps more Mako. Now, this leads to a question where this Rama is coming from. The Shach is very bothered by this. The Shach basically doesn't understand Shitas HaRama at all, and disagrees with the Rama. However, the Gra is miyashev the Rama based off of his girsa, a different girsa in the Yerushalmi, meaning to say that the Yerushalmi sounds like there's no basis for any heter for pas balabayis, but there was a different Gerson in Yerushalmi, which does sound like there's a Hatter for Pas Balabayas, at least Bishas Adchak, and that's what the Ramah holds like. Okay, that relates to, let's go to Sif Dalet. Makom sheyesh makom she'en palter Yisrael matri ledasa matirin likach pas mi palter gai and migiyashem palter Yisrael hare pas palter gai asura ad sheimkor palter Yisrael pito lachashakala pas Yisrael chozer pito shel gai lachshev. Very interesting halacha, which is what happens if you have bread that's available, kosher bread, pas Yisrael, then you don't have it, and the like. So when it's unavailable, then it's mutter. Now, the shach is an issue, but that's the Yadaram Gerson, the Mechaber. This is a machlokus between the Rashba and the Ra'ah, and it's unclear actually how he paskin, like, we're not going to get into the details, but whether this is basically an Isser Cheftza or an Isser Gavra. Is it possible that something's going to become mutter aser, mutter aser? The Mechaber, the simple understanding of Mechaber is, yeah. And he's passing like the Ra. If there is available, then it's aser. If there's not, it's mutter. Whereas the Rashba holds it's an Isser Chafza, and it's Chal B'Shah Safiyah. So if it's mutter B'Shah Safiyah, then it remains mutter. It doesn't matter what happened. And if it's aser B'Shah Safiyah, then it remains aser. Here the Mechaber seems to be holding like the Ramah, elsewhere he has passings like the Rashba, which leads to an interesting discussion. Sifhei has a very important kula, which is, again, especially relevant for Sfaradim, who are, as we noted, going to, generally speaking, be Machmir, or those who follow the Shach, for Pas Yisrael. Yesh omrim shemish yesh biyado pas yesh oshiyesh palter Yisrael v'yesh palter goy osip pas yafmi manu omrim min achar shein biyado shel palter Yisrael mutar leknos mi palter goy v'makom shenago hatu v'pas shel palter dekeva dedaito nochi osip pas palter. In other words, even though the Mechaber already told us in Sif Aleph that we're only make Sif Beis, sorry, that we're only makel of pas tchukalo. So now, what the halach in the following sense question? You know, I want to buy. I like whole wheat bread, or I like white bread, and there is plenty of pas Yisrael available, but it's not the kind I like. I prefer whole wheat bread. I prefer white bread. The only pas Yisrael available is rye bread. Eat rye bread, but I don't like rye bread so much. So the Rashba writes, and this is cited here by the Mechaber, that this too is Bechlal the Heter. You know, sometimes it's supper time, and the kids say something like, you know, there's nothing to eat. And I say, what do you mean there's nothing to eat? There's plenty of food. There's leftovers from Shabbos. So there's nothing to eat. So I always told them that, you know, you guys are being too picky. There's plenty of food to eat. But you see from the Rashba that my kids are right and I'm wrong, because he said that if there's food available, but you just don't like it as much, so that's pas tchukalo. Then that's considered as though there's no bread available. You know, you don't like rye bread, there's no bread available. And therefore, that's the basis of the Hatter. It's an interesting discussion. Do we rely on this? Those who are Ashkenazim, who are Machmir in Aseres Yemei Tshuva, should we rely on this? In other words, let's say I want to follow this Chumrah of Aseres Yemei Tshuva, but again, there's no bread that I like that's Pas Yisrael. There's bread that I don't like that's Pas Yisrael. There's rye bread, but I don't want rye bread. So if the Pshat is Ki'ilu during the Aseres Yemei Tshuva to follow the Mechaber's view, then maybe you could be Mekel in that case. You're still Ki'ilu following the Chumrah. Now, that's a discussion in the postgame. Though it's mashma from the Shach that that would be a fulfillment of the minhag, if you look at the Shach over here. Now, the postgame discussed the following question. What if it's cheaper? Is that considered the same thing? In other words, there is Pas Yisrael available, and I like Pas Yisrael. I don't really care. But it's much more expensive. It's twice the price. Like a loaf of bread that's a pas palter is $1.50, and it's $3 for a pas Yisrael. So is that considered, would the Mechaber be makel about this? So this is not clear. Some poskim say that it's only if the bread is better, it's superior, but just better in price, so then we wouldn't consider that pasta chukalo. Others, that's the Chalkas Binyamin, what you have over there is notel hachmir and achayla. Others are mekel on that chayla. Same thing, it's pasta chukalo. You know, the difference between these two breads and the difference in price is sometimes much, the difference in price is much more tchuka bishvili. So that is a discussion in poskim. Sivav, we're just going to try to go a little quicker. So the Mechaber writes that in a place that they're mekel for paspalter, that's going to be mutter even if it's nilosh bebeitzim, o shebeitzim tuchem al panav. But the Ramah writes, hagav, yeshosim bepasha beitzim tuchem al panav. Why? In other words, now the question is, what exactly is this Mechaber, right, and Ramah disagreeing with? Are we talking about, like, our challahs? Our challahs, so after most people, when they make challah, they take a little bit of egg and they paint the egg onto the challah to make it nice and shiny. Is that what they're disagreeing with, or no? The pashup shot is that I would have thought that the Ramah must be talking about a case where it's a little bit more substantial. Why? Because he says, Mipnei Shein Be'en. So this is a machlokas aposkim. If you take a look at the Gra, Sifkan Yadal, he writes that the Mechaber holds, Sari Shonus Abelay, Kevin Shein Uela Lamar, Ea Chazusa Lav Milsa. Mechaber's Mekel, because Chazusa Lav Milsa. In other words, it sounds like from the Gra that they are talking about a glaze. And the Ramah says it's not batel. Why? Because it's Davar Shulamara. So then it's not batel. So if you remember, we discussed this in Simon Kuf Beis. We talked about Chazusa, whether it's batel or not. We saw the Gra and the Prichadosh over there. And if you take a look, the Gra is Mitzayin. This siman. So this is a interesting machlokas. According to the Gra, this debate relates to the broader question of things that are, right, we talked about in the context of tarovas. Let's say something changes the color, like food coloring, but it's not nikar betam, but it's nikar bimara. Is that batel or not batel? This is a similar type of question. So according to that reading, the Ramah is machmir because the eggs are visible and discernible and somewhat removable, so it's not batel, nemeila tzasser. And Mechaber is mekel because chazus alav milsehi. As I said, others understand, like the Aruch HaShulchan, that maybe the Ramah is only machmir when it's like a more significant egg. I don't think, not just like a glaze, a little bit of egg on top. Okay. Then we have a discussion about pas haba b'kisnin over here. In other words, what's considered pas l'inyan pasakum? Now, we already mentioned in the previous year that this relates to our discussion of what's considered pas le'inyan, pas sheni lusha b'chalav, which reminds me, I have to give you the b'chinas. So, if you take a look at the Darkei Moshe, he quotes a machlokas about this, quotes a shari dura, osen sheni lusha b'chalav ba'almahu, ve'enu b'gzeres ha'pas, dam v'archan alei b'raimenem ezelnos, v'asum mishum b'shalakam. So, upon shari dura, look at the bracha. If you make mezelnos on it, when you're not kovei asuda, so then it's not pas, and therefore that's going to be a very big stringency, right? It's bechlal the sugi of bishalakum. Whereas the Rimi Pari says, no, ma pitom. If you're kovei asuda, I love you, make a motzi. So therefore it is bechlal pasakum, which again, generally speaking, at least for Ashkenazim, is going to be a kula. Rimi Pari is saying the fact that pas baba kisnin is a type of pas, and the fact is you do call it, you know, mosi lachem in arts, you call it lachem. Sometimes, legabe, the dinam of a suda, you make a mizonos on it, but fundamentally it is pas, right? So this is going to be a very big nafka. Let's say fancy pastries, like, I don't know, the pastries that you could buy at Costco. So those are very nice looking pastries. They're very fancy. So what's the halacha? So according to Rima Pari, they would be mutter because they're pas, right? Mutter for Ashkenazim the rest of the year, and it would be also during the Asar Shemei Tshuva. The opposite case would be Chips Ahoy cookies. Right? Chips Ahoy cookies would be Mutter during the Asar Shemei Tshuva because they're if you hold like the Shari Dura, then they'd be okay. Why? Because they're in all the Shulchan Alachim. Hold like the... They would be... if you're machmir for the Costco cookies during the rest of the year, because that's Bechlal Bishalakob, then these would be mutter, right? I didn't say it so clearly. Let me say it again. They're the opposite. If you hold like the Shari Dura, so then Pasabal Bekisnin is Bechlal the Sagir Bishal Yisrael. So Costco cookies would be Aser, because it would be Bishal Akum, but the Chips Ahoy cookies would be Mutter, because it's in the Sugi of Shlakos, but it's in all Shulchan Malachim. If you follow the... So that would be felt like the Shari Dura. If you follow like the Rimi Pari, so then opposite. It would be Mutter during the rest of the year, the Costco cookies, because they're considered pasakum, but then during the Sesame Tshuva, when we're machmir about that, we would be machmir not to have Chips Ahoy cookies, even though it's not Olah Shulchan Malachim. Okay, now if you take a look over here, the Shach in Sif Katan Yud Ches writes that you should only be Mako if it's Blila, unless, or let's say this, Ein Lahako. So again, the Shulchan Aruch writes, I guess we'll start from the Shulchan Aruch. V'osan nilosh shekorin kochlech, omine mesika shekorin lekoch, heim bechlal pas. So he's paskening like who? Like the Rimi Pari, right? So therefore, you could be makel on cookies and cakes and the like lechora for those that are makel on paspalter. Says the Shach, Dafka shigli lasan ava, the Yeshvan Torah lechem. The only time we could be makel is if they're bli lasan ava. And they have Torah Lechem. So, according to Shach, sounds like you need both of them, which would mean Echdeis. You couldn't be Mako on Entimans. Maybe Entimans are Enol Shulchan Malachim. But let's say they were. Why? Because things that are Bli Lasan Raka, like most cakes, cake. Say a guy made a cake, Gayish cake. So that would be Aser. Cakes are usually bli lasan raka, right? To be megel, you need it to be both bli lasan ava. Maybe cookies are usually bli lasan ava, but not cake, and you need tawar lechem. Now this is a very big chiddush, because in terms of other areas of halacha, we hold that it has a din of pas, even if it's bli lasan raka. For example, that's the whole discussion in challah, but we don't cite this view in halachas challah. Sounds like this is a special din by pas that we needed to be more chashuv. But that's a very important shaila. Now, another shaila is you need a toar lechem. There's a, among the contemporary poskim, the machlokas, let's say about Cheerios, right? Does Cheerios have toar lechem, right? So let's say you want to have, Cheerios are ein olo shochem lechem, but do they have toar lechem? Right? Nafkamina, could you eat Cheerios during this Eres Mechuvah? Right? So if you think that they have no Torah Lachem, then you could. But it's not Bishal Akum, because it's in Allah Shulchan Alachem. And since they don't have Torah Lachem, they're not Bechal Pas, so they're Bechal Bishal, so be Mutter. That's what they say. They say that's what the Shach is Afuke. Other poskim say no. Cheerios have Torah Lachem. And they just happen to be very small, but they do have Torah Lachem. Rav Willig is thinks Tawar that Cheerios don't have Tawar Lachem. Also, Rav Chaim Hetzel Scheinberg. So therefore, you could eat them on a Aseres Yemei Tshuva. where I say son, the Sefer Zosav Rachli quotes Rishon Zalman and Rav Eliashiv, who say they do have Torah Lachem Pasa, then you couldn't have the Cheerios during Kaseh Smei Tshuva. Well, would you be Machmir for Matzah? Right, Matzah is Torah Lachem. So these are just small, right? Let's say Cheerios were a little bigger, right? So do we say that this shape, that the, you know, the size and the shape of Cheerios means makes them not of Torah Lachem or not? That's the question. Okay. I guess we're up to Sifches, but we're not going to do it. We already saw the Stiros and Sifches, the Demionos to Demai. All right. So there's much more to say on this, but we'll have to stop here. And Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow we're going to go on to Shlakos.